Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that all of our unconfessed sins will be made known at the judgment seat of Christ. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
You know, as a preacher, and your pastor could tell you the same, and preachers all across this country that if they're true to the word can tell you the same. They get falsely accused. They get falsely accused of things. And when you say, no, that's not, yes, you do. And then you say, well, give me the proof. Well, I don't have proof, but I know it's true. Okay. You know, then I'm a fool if I stand there and argue with that. Okay. But what I'm saying is that those things will be revealed. And that person didn't make it right, say, with that preacher. That lady didn't make it right with her husband. She thought, well, if I tell him about that, or he says, if I tell her about this, oh my goodness, it's going to hurt them so badly. Yeah, they got a good marriage, a finished life, a good marriage, but they didn't tell, they didn't ask for forgiveness. So guess what? They're in heaven. And when the hidden things of darkness are made known, it doesn't mean just your spouse. No, no. If you got children, your children are going to know it too. So the hidden things of darkness are made known. The counsels of the heart are made known. You know, I had a high school reunion, my 20th high school reunion, and that's been, I've been out of high school for over 50 years, so, but the 20th high school reunion, I went there with one purpose. I got in touch with some kids I knew that were Christian kids, and they got us to church where I could preach. Boy, I tell you what, when we had that reunion day, I stayed in there and talked to them, invited them to come to that thing and all this other stuff. They started to, all of a sudden, bring out the alcohol and turn on the dance music. I grabbed my wife and walked out of there and said, okay, the night's over for us. So we did that, but a lot of people come to church that Sunday. And I got to give the gospel, but also stood up there and said, you know, when I was in high school, I was a bad Christian. You know, just told them about sometimes my language, sometimes other stuff, you know. And even told them one of the incidents that I did. And in other words, I was letting them know that I'm not only not perfect, but I want them to know that I'm so sorry for that sin. And most of them didn't know that I'd done that. Probably saying, well, it doesn't matter. It wasn't against me. Actually, it was, because I wasn't a witness to you, although as a Christian, I was not a witness to you in high school. And so to me, that was important. I had one man that was going to get married to this lady. He had dated a lady before. And he and that lady had done some immoral things. And had even talked about getting married. And then he went back, broke it off, so they didn't get married. They quit their dating and everything else. But when he met this other lady, and Christian lady, and knew he wanted to marry her, but before he had married her, he called that other lady and apologized. Took all the blame for their relationship. Asked her for forgiveness. Now, my friend, what I'm saying is that it's good not to have the hidden things of darkness revealed at that time. No, the tears are going to be removed from our eyes. We realize in heaven. But you know, it just doesn't happen one time. It's not till after the white throne judgment that we are, see, the tears wiped from our eyes for the last time. We do say it early in Revelation. They wiped all tears from their eyes, but we say it again. But the last time, he says, there'll be no more crying. I wonder, after that white throne judgment, when the unsaved are cast into the eternal lake of fire, if we'll be seeing them cast into that eternal lake of fire, and them taking a look at us, we were Christians. We didn't even give them a gospel tract. We didn't try to witness to them. We worked with them. Maybe we went to school with them. Maybe we lived in their neighborhood, whatever. We had an opportunity. We didn't even invite them to church. We're there to hear a gospel sermon. And as it's pronounced for them to be cast into that eternal lake of fire at that judgment, their last look is to look at you with that why look on their face. And they're cast to that eternal lake of fire where they'll never cease to exist, where they'll never escape, tormented day and night forever and ever. And you didn't try. I didn't try. He didn't try. She didn't try. Oh, my friend, then he'll wipe the tears away from our eyes, we're told. Then there's no more tears, no more crying. Revelation 21:4 after that. And I think of that when I look at Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 8 and 9, where it talks about the blood on your hands. He says, "My Lord says, when I say to the wicked, thou wicked man shall surely die, and you don't speak to warn him of his wicked way, you don't do it, that man shall die in his wicked way, but you'll die in his sin. You'll die in his iniquity, but his blood will require it at your hand." I believe that speaks of a loss of reward. They're cast in the lake of fire. You had a chance to at least give them a gospel tract. And they're cast into the lake of fire. He says, but if you do warn them, and they still don't turn from their wicked way, you've delivered your soul. You've saved your reward. You won't lose the reward. Saving your soul. You know, soul is the seat of your emotions. You won't have to worry about tears in front of everybody at that point because you try. Instead of looking for things that will happen in the tribulation, perhaps we need to be looking for what we need to be doing to be sure that we're doing exactly as He would have us to do in His will and in the way we serve Him in His will, separate from the world, because as 1 second after death is too late to get saved, it's also, for a saved person, too late to make things right, that they refuse to make things right with God. You know, I believe, I said this on the radio broadcast before, and I'll say it again, I believe that there are many people in heaven at that judgment seat of Christ where the Christians appear. We'll find out they're supposed to be a missionary, maybe a preacher, maybe a Christian school teacher, maybe a Sunday school teacher, maybe singing the choir, maybe so many other things that they could do, drive a bus in the ministry. But whatever it was, they said, Lord, I didn't know that. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Oh, my friend, you didn't know you're supposed to do that because you didn't seek the Lord to know His will. You didn't seek it with the idea, whatever He says, I'll do. And friend, I think you'll be ashamed at His appearing. And I say you, again, that's all of us. And so, 1 second after the rapture, or 1 second after you take your last breath on this earth, it's too late. Try to make things right. The place to get right with God is right now. When the rapture takes place, You'll wish you had. You'll wish you had. His appearing is a glorious appearing when Christ returns. Oh, it is a glorious return. It really is. And, hey, we can praise God for that. But it's glorious because Jesus, He is the great God and Savior. And He is bringing our reward with Him. Revelation 22 and verse 12 says, "And behold, I come quickly." Now, right now, that's not talking about the time He's going to come. When that was written, He didn't say, "I come quickly. Boy, I might be here in the next minute." It's when He comes, it's be so quick. It'll be without warning. I mean, you are warned. You're told He's going to come. But there's not a bell that rings that says, "Okay, He's coming. Get ready. Straighten up the house. Clean this." No, it's not that. "Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." The work that you were supposed to do that you didn't know because you didn't seek Him. The work you knew to do but you didn't do it, it wasn't that important. You didn't give it your best, you just kind of haphazardly did some things. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 something about counting the loss. The loss of reward. He comes quickly, that is, without warning. What is the reward you think will be coming for you? Remember the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy says, "Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, all those who love His appearing." Now let me ask you, is there a crown that you know you'll be receiving when Christ returns? Will there be that crown of righteousness? Will there be that crown of rejoicing? You see, that is our own personal responsibility. And you know, when I just read that verse, He says, "Behold, I come quickly," in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. There's a semicolon following "quickly." What does He mean by that? Well, it means that you can't play around with it. There's not going to be a second chance on it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.